Young people brought to America by undocumented parents have a lot at stake in tomorrow's election. They have temporary permission to stay here through President Obama's four-year-old so-called DREAM Act, which gives them Social Security numbers and shields them from deportation. Donald Trump has promised to end it if elected. And as reporter Alexander Starr explains, that will affect the so-called DREAMers who are in medical school.
All right, guys, let's get started.
It's Friday morning in a lecture hall at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. About 50 students are hunched over MacBooks, cups of coffee beside them.
Today we're going to talk about the hypothalamus.
One of the students is Denise Rojas, who came to the U.S. from Mexico when she was just 10 months old. Her family wasn't here legally. Money was scarce, and the family rarely went to the doctor. One relative didn't seek medical treatment for cancer until it had metastasized.
I said, wow, not going to the doctor could mean you could die.
After that experience, Rojas decided she would become a doctor. She eventually enrolled at UC Berkeley. Without papers, she couldn't get federal loans, so she worked in a restaurant to cover tuition. It was never clear she would make enough money.
I still remember, like, crying one day, because I was like, why try so hard if I can't continue?
But she managed to finish a pre-med curriculum, even though, at the time, there was no established way for undocumented students to apply to medical school. Rojas put that out of her mind.
I wouldn't have graduated high school if I thought that way. At least that's not a way that I could think in order to continue.
Continuing paid off. In 2012, the year Rojas graduated from college, President Obama announced the Deferred Action for Early Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. It gave immigrants who had come here before the age of 16 temporary legal status. Rojas and other activists seized on that new status, arguing medical schools should consider their applications.
They're very motivated. They're very passionate, and they're very clear advocating for what they would like to see happen.
That's Jeff Young, who is with the Association of American Medical Colleges. After meeting with DACA students, he pushed to have the medical school application changed so they could apply. But some schools won't consider DACA applications. Paul Wallach is a vice dean at the Medical College of Georgia.
I think most schools would just be very reluctant to bring a student in where you didn't know whether they could stay more than 2 years.
He's referring to the fact that DACA gives protection for 2 years. People can reapply, but there are no guarantees. And with the presidential election happening tomorrow, the uncertainty has grown. Republican nominee Donald Trump has promised to abolish DACA if he becomes president.
Even if he or anyone else was to take deferred action away, we're not going to go down without a fight.
That's Cesar Montelongo, a DACA student attending Stritch School of Medicine at Loyola University in Chicago. Montelongo's parents brought him here from Mexico when he was 7. He says the activism that led to DACA and the experience of having even temporary legal status changed him and other young immigrants.
There's been an awakening in my community. You're not going to make them regress 20 years from where we are now.
Montelongo is one of roughly 70 DACA students in U.S. medical schools, and he's the only one in the very selective MD-PhD program. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Starr in New York.